On this day, 11th November 1970, captured Northerners in court. 15 men from the 6 counties, most of them from Belfast, dressed in military uniform, were surrounded and captured by a force of 30, Gardaí and Special Branch detectives, in a swoop on an isolated farmhouse in Mullaghcroagh, County Louth, last night. Some arms and ammunition were also found. It is believed that the men were at a training camp. Dublin anger over naval incident. The Department of External Affairs in Dublin yesterday made known to the British ambassador, Mr. John Peck, the government's feelings on the boarding of the Dublin-registered Owen Roe by the British Navy. The Irish government view is that the boarding of the vessel was a serious infringement of Irish rights, particularly as the vessel is Irish-registered and was heading for a southern port. The British Ministry of Defence said yesterday that the Owen Roe was in Northern Ireland territorial waters and the minesweeper Kellington was within her rights in carrying out a search for arms. Captain John McCann, skipper of the Owen Roe, said that 2 British Navy ratings had trained loaded Sten guns on the crew. "They told me they were carrying out the search under the North Special Powers Act," he said. "Ireland and Britain, under an agreement, share the territorial waters of Carlingford Loch and both have rights on the navigation channel in the middle of the loch." Roussie chief forced to resign fit. Tremendous political pressure had been exerted on Sir Arthur Young, chief constable of the RUC, to get his resignation. This was claimed by Mr. Jerry Fitt, SDLP leader, at Stormont yesterday, when he paid tribute to Sir Arthur for the Herculean task he had undertaken in NI. Lady to the rescue. Sir Arthur Young, the chief constable of the RUC, will say farewell to the North on Friday when he and his wife leave for London. Lady Young, who arrived in Belfast at the weekend, said, "I have come to take Sir Arthur back home. I have been very worried about all the ghastly things that have been going on here, and I will be glad to get him home." Sir Arthur said he cooked his own meals, except when I'm invited out, which is not very often. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. As tensions and violence increased, it was clear that the IRA were operating training camps in the Republic. Meanwhile, the reforming English-born RUC Chief Constable, Sir Arthur Young, resigned, alleging a conspiracy of silence in the force. To cap matters, the Irish government protested about the boarding of an Irish boat in Carlingford Lock. Inexplicably, the 1921 treaty, unlike Boris Johnson, failed to define the sea border.